Just a few minutes left, and I'd like to give the candidates a chance for closing statements, about a minute long each, if they could. And this is your opportunity. Do whatever you want, say whatever you want to sway the voters and give them a reason to vote for you. Jonathan, I'll give you the start on that one, the closing statement to you. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you, Joe, and for the opportunity for this forum. And I guess sort of summarizing this, I think there's sort of two short points of contrast that have come forth in this forum that, you know, I think are important to underline. You know, on issues of Alaska resources and representing Alaska's interests on oil and gas, et cetera, you know, I think there's a clear contrast. You know, I'm not in the corner of the oil industry when it comes to, you know, the hugely valuable oil resource that we have in the state, which, you know, is a position Senator Stedman and a bunch of moderate Republicans have also taken. And then, you know, on the Pebble Mine and protecting salmon habitat, you know, I always have been and always will be in the corner of, you know, coastal communities and fishing. That's hugely important. I believe in full and equal access to government. My cell phone 738-5581. It doesn't change after the election. I get calls all hour of night, and I think that's a huge part of what the job is.
Great.
And
let's give Stephen his chance too. Thank you.
And I'd like to just real quick say that I'm definitely not in the corner of oil or anything as far as big government trying to do away with certain services that we do have. But the fact is that Alaska is open for business. We have to be able to go out there and use the resources that have been us allowed to do. That is a big, important thing that we need to understand. I want to leave you with knowing who you're voting for is somebody that everything that we've talked about, whether it be fishing, all of this, as a business person, it is making sure that we have a seat at the table and that we can go into negotiations while the issues are happening, not after the fact. Not after the fact, just pushing a yes or no button, but being able to sit there and talk it through and make sure that we are doing what is the best for the men and women of this district and then the whole state. Making sure we're moving forward. We're 50. We're not an old state. We have a lot of growing to do, and I know that I can help in this area.
Thank you very much, both of you, Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Stephen Samuelson. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, KCAW in Sitka.